The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome to Open House with Team Reba. And instead of being our house in the middle of our street, we're in the middle of the Puyallup Fair, and I'm here with
Eric Osnes
of Home Street Bank.
That's right. Welcome, everyone. Happy to be here at the Washington State Fair. I think it's what it's officially called these days.
Yes.
We're broadcasting live today, and we're going to be talking about first-time home buyers, buying that first home, what you need to know, what you should avoid, what you should definitely do.
And, of course, we're willing to accept your scones and corn dogs as you walk by if
Absolutely.
You care to share.
We will be talking for food.
I can smell
today.
Everything. I'm getting very hungry just sitting here. It's almost torture.
So hungry today. I know. It's so good. I love being here at the fair. It's been here since I was a little tot, and I never get tired of it. Always happy to be here.
All right. Well, so let's dive into what this week's topic was about. Actually, we were going to be continuing from our usual show on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. here on AM 1300 KKOL. But at the end of our show on Tuesday, we had a question about lenders and how to find a good one. Because as a first-time buyer, people aren't going to know where can they go and find good information about lenders who are out there.
That's absolutely right. And this should scare everyone to be a lender. What do you have to do? Any idea, Reba? Do I have to have a college degree?
Be able
degree?
To breathe.
Right. I don't have to have a degree.
No, you don't.
I don't have.
Nor do you need to have any background in finance whatsoever.
That's correct. I do these days have to take a test, but in most cases I'm not required to be licensed. I'm not required to be be bonded. No errors, no omissions insurance. So I'm going to be taking over your documents, looking at them, looking at your whole life, and you have no idea who I am.
Wait, now you said license.
Well,
you do have to be licensed of a sort today.
We do have to be licensed these days. Now, yes, there is a test that we have to pass to be a lender, which is fairly new. It's only been around for a few years, so we're actually happy about that. Anytime we can raise the bar and have a higher level of professionalism in any industry, even like yours, that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. In fact, actually, one of our guests today, who's going to be a home inspector, same thing with their industry. It was only in about 2009 that they became a requirement of actually having to do specific schooling, testing, mentoring, and then licensing, which I think the public generally doesn't know that those changes occurred until they actually get into the home buying process.
That's absolutely right.
And that's if anyone tells them when that happens.
Right. So knowing that, and how do you pick a lender? What's the best way to go about it? In our show last week, we talked about interviewing your realtor, getting recommendations from them. We talked about looking online. You can look at Yelp. You can look
reviews.
at Zillow, looking at reviews of the lender. And then
and there's other places for reviews outside of just those, because I will tell you a lot of lenders are not on Yelp.
That's right.
Specifically. And even on Zillow, there's kind of a tough way to see some things there. But obviously, if someone's on there and does have good reviews, what is good about that, I will say, over Yelp, Zillow must get verification of those reviews. So they actually do go out to the consumer to confirm that that was actually a true person and not just some random person. Because on Yelp, you can kind of mess around with things.
You can sort of fake it just a bit.
Yeah, you can totally fake it on there.
Right.
So Zillow at least does have that. And then recommendations and getting other referrals is another option.
Always good getting that. And interviewing the loan officer. And there's some questions that you might want to ask. You want to ask them about their transaction, of course, but you also want to ask how many years of experience do they have? Mm-hmm. Do they specialize in working with the type of loan or scenario that you're dealing with?
Correct.
Do they focus with first-time home buyers? Do they know about the special programs?
And that's actually, I want to make sure that we definitely get into the details of that, because someone could say, oh, yes, I work with first-time home buyers, but what's that really mean?
Right. Oh, every customer is a story problem, and the guidelines are daunting in lending. We're averaging around 120 loan rule changes a month right now, and
yes.
It really takes a true professional to be up on them, to know what the changes are, and be able to react to those and give good advice based on that. So it's super important to do those interviews and really ask some deeper probing questions. What types of programs do they work with? How many years have they been doing it? All kinds of things. We actually have someone who just walked up to the booth here. Would you like to be on the radio? I need to ask you some questions. Here, come on over here.
I love it.
What's your name?
This is a very early first time buyer.
Hi.
What's your name?
Trey? I'm Gavin.
And that's Gavin. I'm going to ask you a quick question, Trey. Do you own your home?
No.
No? Do you have any money for a down payment to buy a home?
I don't know.
You don't?
Do you get
an
allowance?
Yeah.
You got a little bit?
Do you get an allowance?
What?
Do you get an allowance?
I don't know.
Have you owned a home in the last 3 years?
What?
Have you owned a house before? No?
No.
And do you earn less than $97,000 a year?
I don't know if I have.
Probably.
Do you have a job?
Probably not, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, guess what?
You do have a job?
No, I'm just talking to him.
You're unemployed. You know, if it wasn't for that, you would qualify for a zero-down first-time home buyer loan program. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Except you might be a little too short. We definitely have a height limit for people when they're buying a home. So maybe that wouldn't quite work.
I don't know.
For you
might upset some people who aren't very tall. You be careful there.
That's right. How are you liking the fair so far?
She's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Have fun on the rides.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, I guess, darn it, he didn't quite meet the criteria.
Not quite.
Had a job,
he's got a few years left, I think, before that's going to happen. You could have, grabbed his dad, maybe, though.
That's right. All those probing questions I was asking him, there is one of the best programs out there for first-time buyers in Washington State. It's called Home Advantage. And if you don't even have to be a first-time buyer. If your income is less than $97,000, you can qualify for a zero-down program. It can be a conventional loan, an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, which is loans for homes in rural areas.
Yep.
And basically
out here you have to kind of identify what rural is, because some people might be surprised, some of the cities that actually follow within those areas.
We have a map and we can look it up. And but it's a program that gives you either an FHA mainly or a conventional loan, and then a second mortgage to cover the down payment and some of your closing costs. The interest rate on the second mortgage is 0.0%. That's right. And the monthly payment on that is $0.00.
Which is a pretty sweet deal, actually.
That's right. So
you don't get too many payment plans that are just zero when you actually have money associated with them.
Not too many of those out there.
Didn't we actually close somebody with one of those loans not that long ago?
Yes, we did, just a few months ago.
Yeah, just a couple months ago. I do recall.
Right. That's right. So there's some great options out there for first-time buyers, and a lot of people are worried that, I don't know if I have the cash to make the down payment. That's not always a requirement.
Yeah, especially when they've paid for so many things here at the fair.
That's right.
I see a lot of large animals going by, big stuffed animals. Someone probably paid a pretty penny for those.
I had a customer call me yesterday, and she's ready to buy a home, and she says, does it matter that I just put money down in a hot tub? And I'm
my goodness.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Ouch.
Wait till after you buy the home before you...
Don't do those special layaways for furniture or other items, because we had that happen recently, too. Thankfully, the layaway didn't set off the credit, but another new opened account did.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you got to be a little bit careful about that.
So I want to go back real quick to that point about lenders that you're qualifying to work with you when you buy a home, and back to the idea of first-time home buyers, because you happen to know about those programs, but I can tell you for a fact, not every lender does.
No, that's true. And I could do a poll of lenders even in my office, and I'll say, hey, do you know about Home Advantage, or do you know about the National Home Buyers Fund, or do you know mm-hmm. about mortgage credit certificates? These are all really cool things.
Right.
Most of the loan officers out there will shake their head and say, nah, it's too hard.
So how would a consumer find out about those if they haven't yet spoken to a lender and they're just starting to understand what's going on?
Sure. I would specifically ask them, probably the best place to start, honestly, take a class.
Yeah.
Take a first-time buyer class, learn about the options and programs available, and then you can kind of start to do some research and decide mm-hmm. if that's a program that fits your needs, that will work for you.
Yeah. When I bought my first house, I actually took one of the Washington State Housing Finance Commission classes, and now, having been licensed since 2003, I'm super excited that I actually get to continue that myself, teaching
that,
because we've taught classes together for
yep.
many years.
That's right. That's
including
right.
those.
Yeah.
And those
yeah.
are a great way for the consumer to come and get a concentrated amount of time learning about those programs and getting a chance to see a lender like you presenting it so they understand the material.
The state of Washington has a website. It's called the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, WSHFC.org. And if you log on to that site, WSHFC.org, mm-hmm. you can click education, and it will give you a list of classes being taught. There's classes taught all the time, and
yes.
It's a five-hour class. Sometimes those are done one day, usually maybe a Saturday morning, or sometimes they're broken up into a couple days. And so depending on your schedule, you can get in there and take one. And there is even a way to take the first-time buyer class online. I'd really recommend a live class, though, because
I absolutely
you learn
would
so
recommend
much.
Live.
You can ask your specific questions.
Yes.
And you can really get
Well, you get anecdotes about how these things apply in the real world, which
right.
on the online version you don't get.
That's right. That's right.
Ooh, do we have some questions coming up for the next segment?
You know, I think we might here. We got some live ones sitting in front of us here. And we're going to maybe
ask
a few questions here. And we also today have a home inspector, which we're
Correct.
Going to be interviewing today. Learn a little bit about the ins and outs of that. And I got a story for you after the break
okay.
About the whole home inspection.
You know how
thing.
I love stories.
That's right. So we're going to have a lot of information for you today. Hopefully.
Yes, we'll also teach people about sewer scopes.
That's right. You're listening to Business Radio 1300 KKOL. This is Open House with Team Reba, with Eric Osnes
and Reba Haas.
We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.